Now to London, where UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been hiring and firing in his cabinet reshuffle this morning. And among those fired, Northern Ireland Secretary Julian Smith. Our Northern editor Tommy Gorman joins us. And there's been a generally disappointed and puzzled reaction on both sides of the border here in Ireland. Explain the background of this sacking of Julian Smith to us, Tommy.
Well, it's hard to argue that he was probably the most successful Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, certainly in 20 years, if not since 1972. It's hard to oppose that logic if you look at his achievements. He was the person who, with Simon Coveney, forced the parties into a take-it-or-leave-it situation to end 3 years of political stalemate. And some of the parties had difficulty with the tactics used because, in some respects, the gun was put to their heads. But there were, I think, if you look at what has happened since then, a five-party coalition, they're very, very grateful for it. If you look at some of the other things that happened, Julian Smith was the person who went and addressed the needs of institutional abuse survivors who had been promised money and recognition for a long time. But because Stormont was closed, those people were just left in this dreadful limbo where you had, I suppose, people who had been victims over the years, had terrible history in the past, that they were just left to one side. And he was the person who succeeded in getting them the money that they were promised. So he was very, very popular. And there's only one reason, really, why he was sacked. It's because his face didn't fit in with the new Conservative administration. He was a Remainer. He had a very real issues with Dominic Cummings, who's Boris Johnson's chief of staff. And I think if you look at what has happened in Downing Street today, you didn't just have Julian Smith being ditched, mm-hmm. but you have Javid, the former Chancellor.
Right.
He has just resigned, and I think that's down to the chemistry between his office and that of Dominic mm-hmm. Cummings. So I suppose in many respects this is a surprise. You saw the reaction of the likes of Leo Varadkar, Bertie Ahern, Colm Eastwood, Simon Coveney. Same reaction across the political spectrum here. And for me, the key question is, what does this mean for the Brexit discussions that are going to take place, given the move the Tories seem to be in on you?
And what do you make, Tommy, of these reports that Number 10 had been blindsided by the legacy element of the deal to restore the Stormont executive, which could see soldiers investigated, and that some in the Tory party were very cross with Julian Smith about all of this?
Well, if they were blindsided, it was through ignorance, because long before Julian Smith was a name, long before he was chief whip under the previous Prime Minister, Theresa May, there was a Stormont House agreement where there was a template with a series of proposals put in place, agreed by the parties. There were some Tories and indeed some Unionists for whom the very contentious matter of how you deal with British Army veterans, with former police officers, they were very, very opposed to some of what was happening. They felt that there was an unfairness in, say, for instance, that legacy issues in terms of nationalists and wrongs that they felt had not been righted, how they were being addressed. And they felt that that there was an unfair attitude taken towards the British Army and towards former members of the police force. Now, an argument was made by many politicians across the political spectrum who said, no, that's not the case. But obviously, that was an issue with some Tories. But I think it's more a case of the longer history that Julian Smith had been a chief whip of Theresa May, that he had this very, very poor relationship with Cummings, and that with this renewed mandate, that suddenly they felt this was their opportunity. And I think, looking back on it now, the day Boris Johnson came here last month, he almost gave Julian Smith that support, but he didn't go that far. And if you look at the history of Boris Johnson over the years, you have to be very careful that you get it written down from him. If he gives you a half promise, it turns out to be useless.
All right, Tommy, that's our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman, there on the sacking of Northern Ireland Secretary Julian Smith.